Could a female UFC fighter beat up an average male?
No.
This question went viral on Threads last week, where dozens, probably actually hundreds, of men replied, no, a female UFC fighter absolutely could not beat up an average man, and in fact, they were very confident that they could beat her up. I think it bears mentioning here that every trained martial artist, professional fighter who I saw weigh in was of the opinion that not only would this female UFC fighter win, but she would likely only need one well-placed strike to just knock those guys right on their asses.
Hey comrade, trained martial artist here with over 20 years experience. I've trained women and I've trained with women, and in my humble opinion, a female UFC fighter might have a 10% chance of beating up an average man if that man isn't particularly angry at the moment and doesn't really fight back.
What?
Because you see, that one well-placed strike that you think is all she needs to knock the guy on his ass might actually connect because she has the technical skills. However, having been on the receiving end of full power punches and kicks from women, they don't do a lot of damage. On the other hand, if the average guy connects with a sloppy punch on the female fighter, he might break her jaw, so yeah. 90% of the time, my money would be on the average guy.
Here's my question. Why are we just speculating? This isn't like man versus bear or 100 men versus one gorilla. This is something that we can actually test in real life.
It's already been tested in real life for the last 10,000 years or so, and that's why no matriarchal societies have survived into the modern era.
And look, I am not a violent man, but I do think it would be worthwhile if we took every man who responded to say that no, a female UFC fighter would not win a fight against an average man.
So I guess that includes me.
Put their names into, like, a bucket and drew one out at random. And the winner of that draw would get the chance to face off with a female UFC fighter and learn just how wrong he is.
You're kidding, right?
Stop it. Get some help.
And a lot of men wouldn't be afraid of that, myself included. Although, personally, I don't see the point of that fight. I mean, a man beating on a woman just to prove a biological reality that we're all aware of? Kinda cringe, my guy. Also, Dana White would never let that happen because, you see, despite whatever girl boss fantasies you and other people might have, that average dude could severely injure the female fighter if he actually goes all out in that fight. That's why all sports have male and female divisions, and it's why men should not compete against women in sports, because men have the clear physical advantage. However, the internet being what it is, some people actually tested that theory, so first, let's look at a non-combat sport. Soccer.
The Australian women's national team, who were ranked number 5 in the world at the time,
yeah,
lost 7-0 to a team of 15-year-old boys.
What?
So, in a sport that involves no violence, the women's soccer team ranked 5th in the world, lost to a bunch of teenage boys.
Bruh.
Now moving on to combat sports, here we have champion boxer Clarissa Shields fighting a male boxer who has much less experience than she does.
Yes. Oh!
Hey, I'm not surprised, mother...
Now let's see a female karate black belt fighting an average man who has absolutely no training.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
But comrade, guess what? Former two-time UFC champion Juliana Peña actually fought an average man. Guess how that went.
My stupidity thinking that I could beat a man. I went into the back alley while I was serving and I fought the line cook, going at each other for a long time, a long story. He dropped me three times. I got dropped. I popped right back up. I went at him again. He dropped me again. I had my eye swollen shut for 3 days and 11 stitches in my eye. I thought that I could fight a man. I don't have any ego to be like, I could beat a man. Learned my lesson. I don't want anything to do with fighting dudes. I actually was in my head of being like, no, I'm a pro fighter. I can fight this guy and I'm going to beat him. Juliana, he's 6'3". You're 5'6". Like, take that into account, you know, or like trying to like bob and weave your way in there to like get him down. All I gotta do is get in close and take him down and then I'll choke him.
Not only would this female UFC fighter win, but she would likely only need one well-placed strike to just knock those guys right on their asses.
I couldn't even do that because the second that I tried to enter, I was getting dropped.
I'm stronger. I'm smarter. I'm better. I am better.
Comrade, know your role and shut your mouth.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.